You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. The Antichrist is coming is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." Whenever society begins to break down to such a degree that sin reaches that certain depth of embodiment within the human nature, that it begins to reveal its real root, and that is Antichrist, anti-God with us, against God with us. And that is the very nature of Satan. You see, there's nothing in Satan that belongs to God. It's all contrary to him. It's contrary to God. What's in Satan? He's the father of lies. He's the murderer from the beginning, Jesus said. And he comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. He is completely against everything that is God. He's not equal in opposition, absolutely not. But still, that force of darkness is there, and God is here to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light and to liberate us from the powers of darkness by bringing us into the communion and union with his Son, Jesus, who overcame it all. But this is a sign that society is hitting a certain pitch of destruction, self-destruction, self-annihilation, and that is this Antichrist spirit, anti-God. The word Christ is the Greek word for the word Messiah. The word Messiah means anointed one, or anointed is literally oil rubbing in the skin, or God embodied in human flesh is what that really fundamentally means. Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3:16, and he says, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God is revealed in the flesh." Jesus is the perfect embodiment of God. He is God revealed in human flesh. In all that Jesus is and says and does, he proves himself to be God. He is the radiance of the divine. He is the glory. He is the everlasting Father. Isaiah 9 verse 6 shows us. And we could go on and on in this sense, but I want to take you to what Jesus tells us here in Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew 24 verse 21, Jesus says, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days of tribulations were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand." See, I've warned you about this. There is a whirlpool of darkness that is seeking to overtake the world today. And it is pushing and pushing complete demoralization of society. It's tearing apart the households between men and women, married in union to raise up a family. And these forces They don't just are there for the people that are not acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. No, they come as much against the house of those who fear the Lord as anyone else. But the Lord Himself has warned us that these things will happen when a society comes to its end. Now, will this be the last generation before the Lord Jesus comes? It's very likely in what's happening in the world right now, and how the powers of the world are shifting, and how, according to the things we have seen in the past, that we are in the last days. We have seen in the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, the golden head, and all these different parts of this statue that was, what, 80 meters high? I mean, unbelievably tall. I would have to look that up, but it was really tall. And it stood on a place called Durham, I think, or something like that. And then there would be music instruments, and everybody had to bow to this statue. But this statue represented the powers that would reign on the earth until the end. We are, at this time, in the last part of that statue. The feet that have 10 toes, partly made of clay, partly made of steel, partly strong, partly brittle, weak. Now, we can see that what's pushing in the world today is a one-world government. I mean, it's out in the open. I'm not saying anything that you could say is conspiracy theory. No, there are many that are pushing that agenda in influential places, not realizing that they are trying to push towards the end of time and trying to bring about a government that will know that the only true living God reigns and not mankind. Mankind reigns under the authority of Jesus Christ, but no other way. And God, while these kingdoms are rising, the scripture says in that part, that prophecy of Daniel, there's a stone made loose by God that crushes those feet and causes the influence of these kingdoms to evaporate into nothing. And we know that that rock is the kingdom of God. So while we're seeing the end of time here, because these spirits that are antichrist are rising and tribulations are pushing upon the world, tribulations. Folks, we today have been so desensitized, and that's maybe a very unfair statement to you who have maybe suffered the painful consequence to, but how many millions of people perished in this last pandemic? How many? Many precious people. I have some dear friends in the Lord whose family members have perished in this pandemic. And I know some beautiful people who love the Lord with all their hearts who almost perished, but by the mercies of God are still with us. And so, friends, what we've been going through in the changing that's taking place in front of our eyes, and now in the world, a spirit that's antichrist is trying to take ground, it's trying to get its footing, it's trying to raise up a force against the kingdom of heaven. Friends, it is so important in the day in which we live that we are not indifferent in any form or fashion, but that we're zealous for the Lord, on fire for the Lord, baptized every day afresh and anew with this Holy Spirit by worshiping a loving Father in spirit and truth and acknowledging Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Ghost, in the glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords who reigns in heaven and earth, and that all power and authority and rule and dominion are put under His feet, and embody that authority and live in that power. Oh, I believe if ever there's a time for you and I to rise up today, arise and shine. For your light has risen upon you, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you while there's darkness in the world. Isaiah prophesies in, what is it, chapter 60 of Isaiah. Friends, I believe we're living in glory days. We're living in glory days. And I'm so excited. Let me read you a little verse in closing here. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Remember that little statement there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, start at verse 1 through 4 of 2 Corinthians 11. Oh, that you would bear with me a little folly. Please don't get weary with my intercession for you, is what Paul is saying. Please don't turn me off and say, oh, Paul keeps pulling on me and pulling. I'm going to take a break. No, don't give up on me. He says, listen, indeed, you do bear with me. I know that you are listening to me. For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. For I have betrothed, engaged you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who come and preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Do you see this? He says, I really am so jealous for you because I'm afraid if somebody comes to you with and preaches a Jesus that isn't a Jesus, who brings to you a spirit that isn't the Holy Spirit, who brings to you a gospel that isn't the good news and doesn't liberate you from the old sin nature by bringing you into the new heavenly nature of Christ, I'm afraid that you might yield yourself to it. Please, he says, please don't lose the simplicity of Jesus Christ, he says. I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. Friends, keep abiding in Jesus. Meditate upon his life-cleansing, washing, regenerating, renewing words. Keep abiding in him. Let your roots grow deep into Christ himself as you daily draw your nourishment for living as he lives at the Father's right hand into your being, and knowing that he will never fail to renew you inwardly daily with his heavenly holy nature and uphold you and keep you so that we can rise in this day of conflict. Rise with that power that overcame the whole world, the power of Jesus Christ, and be the examples of what God can do for anybody who calls upon the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a good day.